The Josh Griesenbach Show, Episode 4, What is RCIA? Hey there. Thank you for joining us on The Josh Griesenbach Show. It's good to have you with us. Today, we're talking about a really important topic, and that topic is, what is the RCIA? If you're considering joining the Catholic Church, I bet you've heard about the RCIA, and I bet you also have some questions about it. Questions like, what is the RCIA? Questions like, is the RCIA something that everybody has to go through in order to join the church? How long does the RCIA last? And also, what's the RCIA like? So let's go ahead and get you straight on the topic of the RCIA so that you'll either better understand what it is or you'll be ready to join the group. So first things first, let's define what the RCIA is. So the RCIA stands for Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults. So it is just for adults. It's not for teenagers or anybody younger than that. If you are a teenager and you're looking to join the Catholic Church, there's an entirely different program for that, and you can find out more about that at your local church. But if you're an adult, the RCIA is for you. So the RCIA is the program that takes adults from the point where they are completely outside of the church and they might know some stuff about it, but they're interested in joining. It takes them from that point up till the point where they come into full communion with the Catholic Church at the Easter Vigil. And the next big question is the RCIA required to join the Catholic Church? And the answer to that is yes. And here's why. The Catholic Church wants for you to understand what you're saying when you say that you want to join the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is different from other denominations because the Catholic Church is more than just simply, well, a church. It's an entire lifestyle. So we want to make sure that you understand that lifestyle and you understand what you're really asking for when you ask to join the Catholic Church. So that once you're finally there at the Easter Vigil and you come into full communion with the Catholic Church, you're there and you're happy to be there and you understand why you're happy and what it means to really be a Catholic. The next big question, and something that I bet you're wondering about first of all, is how long does the RCIA last? And the answer is this. It depends on your parish. I've heard of some people's RCIA experiences lasting only a few months. And other people have their RCIA experience last between a year and 2 years. And my understanding is that that's more typical than it lasting 3 or 4 years or something, or just lasting a few months. Now, you might be wondering, why would it only last for a couple of months for some people? And it only lasts that short period of time for some people because those people are what we consider highly catechized. And that means that those are people who really understand the Catholic faith. And so if they were asked to essentially sit in classes once a week for 2 years or something, that it would almost be like a waste of their time. So those people already understand what's going on. They understand the lifestyle and they're really ready to join the Catholic Church. So those people are essentially moved through the process a little bit quicker. Now, there are some parishes where even if you are highly catechized, even if, for instance, like your husband or your wife is a Catholic and you've been attending Catholic masses with them for years and you're finally ready to become a Catholic yourself, so you really know what's going on, or it seems like you do at least, and you want to make the jump, you may very well be ready to make the jump, but the parish wants to make absolute sure that you understand what's going on. And so they may very well have you go through the RCIA program the same as anybody else would and for a year or two. And I would have you consider that that's actually a good thing because the RCIA experience is a lot of fun. It's fun because you're meeting with Catholics, and that may very well be one of the first time that you're really immersing yourself in Catholic culture and interacting with other people, and you're praying with them, and you're talking about ideas with them. And it's just really a kind of cool thing that you don't get even if you understand the Catholic Church in a textbook sense. You really don't get the same experience that you would from a book, that you would from being in communion with other people and interacting with them and spending time with them. So, that being said, RCIA typically holds classes once a week, and those classes will last for a couple of hours. And that'll happen for, like I said, about a year or 2 years, all leading up to the Easter Vigil. The next question that we should address is, what is RCIA like? So, RCIA experiences differ greatly between parishes. Some are more academic, and others are more emotional. It really depends on who is at the head of your particular RCIA program, whether it be a priest, multiple priests, whether it be a volunteer, or maybe even a church employee or employees. Because RCIA experiences can differ so much, it's probably a good idea for you to look into the different local parishes in your area and find out, just straight out ask the people, what is your RCIA experience like? So that if you're somebody who really wants an academic experience, you can find one that would mesh well with what you're going for. Or if you'd rather it be more emotional or something else, or if you're the type of person where you want your RCIA experience to be headed up by a priest, or if you don't mind having volunteers or church employees head up the program or deacons, then those would all be good things to find out before you enter the RCIA program. It's kind of like going on ratemyprofessor.com before taking a college class. It's not exactly the same, but it's kind of like that. You want to know what you're getting into. Now, before you officially join the RCIA, your parish will probably have you go through a process called inquiry, within which you meet with someone, perhaps a small group, once a week for a few weeks, and you simply ask that person or ask that group any and every question that you can come up with about Catholicism. And that's really nice, because you're bound to have lots and lots of questions. Questions like, why do Catholics do this? Why do Catholics do that? So you can get all those questions out there in the open and get answers from Catholics before you go any further in the process of becoming a Catholic. So again, that you really understand what you're getting into, so that if you do decide to continue with the program, that when you're coming into full communion with the Catholic Church at the Easter Vigil, you're there and you really know what's going on, and you're happy that you're there. After that inquiry period, you'll join the big group and off you'll go, learning about all the fundamental tenets of Catholicism. Over the months, you'll undergo various rites that bring you step by step closer to officially joining the church at your parish's Easter Vigil. And that's about it. I hope this podcast has helped to demystify RCIA, and that you go from here and you contact your local parish to further look into the program. I wish you a happy, fruitful RCIA experience. So, have you gone through RCIA? What was your RCIA experience like? Drop me a line at thejoshgriesenbachshow@gmail.com. Get in touch with me at Josh Checking In. That's JOSHCHECKINGIN on Twitter. And be sure to check out my blog at thejoshgriesenbachshow.wordpress.com. And again, thank you so much for checking out the podcast, and I'll catch you next time.